Can you walk me around the village?
Well, say we start as you come up Station Road, you go to the paper shop,
yes.
The newsagent suites and all the rest of it. Then the house, which is now called the Cedars, was the Hedigham's Hotel, the wheat chief. And Mr. Long's shoe shop was on the corner,
yes.
With Mr. Long, who was the shoe repairer.
Right.
Keep going about 99 times to get his shoes, but eventually you stood there and waited till he did them. Round the corner was Miller's Bakers, the Moat House. I remember it as Annie Boy's shop, an old lady called Annie Boy's, who was a deficit post. I think she had paid medicines and things like that. Then there'd been Mortimer's, which of course was groceries one side, drapery as well the other side. And round behind there was a little room where the library used to be. And also during the war, they used to have Telfer's pork pies were delivered about every week. It was a great treat that the people used to have to go queue up to get these pies. And then we've got Baines's shop, which is Buckley's now, which again was the grocery shop. They used to sell hats and coats and goodness knows what else. Yes. Where the tea room is now, it went back further. The Miss Westrup's used to be there, they'll tell you anything. Yeah, there's a shop. Over the other side of the road was the Bell of the pub, and the little bit, which is now the estate agent's, was Mr. Wheeler's butcher's shop. Then coming up a little further, which has got Bankhouse, and that was Barclays Bank there as well. And next to that, Dick Walker's hairdressers, gents. Yeah, but then somebody else did have it for ladies after that. Oh, yes, the electric shop would have been the Forge, where Castle Electrics is.
Did they?
And we used to go up there in the winter and have runners made for us. They just go back to Crown Street, there's the Crown Inn, where Mr. Sylvester used to have a radio shop. And then up in Church Ponds, that's Mr. Beard's shop. He used to do radios, and Mrs. Beard had a little sort of funny little bit of shop in there. And I know we used to go in there and buy these sort of pipe cleaner curlers in there. Bennett Smith's in the Falcon Square, it was ironmongers. Then, of course, Mr. Bear, and so Mr. Stream.
What did he sell there?
Oh, everything. There was the grocery shop on the left-hand side. And then in the middle bit, two or three of the shops had these library books too.
Mm-hmm.
Not the county library, but other libraries. The other side would be hardware and knitting wool. And that's all Mr. Bear's shop.
And opposite, there was a butcher's.
I remember it was Miss Newman.